Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson today announced a new plan to have Florida's January 29th primary count. That is to copy what the Republican National Committee already has done.
I've suggested another compromise of taking what the party rules say, which is if you exceed the February 5th date, you can seat half of the delegation. This is allowed by the Democratic rules, and it was done by the GOP.
When Florida's legislature last year voted to move their primary date up into January, they were quite aware that penalties loomed, but nevertheless went ahead anyway, daring the national parties to sanction them. Both parties did. But while the Democratic National Committee stripped the state of all of its delegates, the GOP cut half of theirs, making their primary extremely relevant, with John McCain's victory over Mitt Romney essentially knocking the former Massachusetts governor out of the race. Nelson's plan is just the latest that has been floated to have the January 29th vote count. He and South Florida Congressman Alcee Hastings were unsuccessful in suing the DNC for stripping the state's delegation. Nelson also struck out when his plan for a mail revote was rejected by the state's entire Democratic congressional members. But Nelson said today he isn't giving up.
And so as I have engaged in this quest, for me, it's fairly simple. It's a case of fundamental rights versus party rules.
Nelson also used the opportunity to discuss new legislation he will file soon in the Senate that would abolish the Electoral College and to propose a new way that would take away Iowa and New Hampshire's dominance.
And those six rotating interregional primaries will give both large and small states a fair say in the nomination process.
Susan McManus is a professor of political science at the University of South Florida. She praises Senator Nelson for attempting to fix the vexing delegate problem.
It's still a long shot. It's great that he's making proposals, and you have to give Senator Nelson a high fives for really trying to get this under control, if not this election, next election. But it's just the stakes are so high, and if you're that close to the presidency and you're a candidate, you're not going to settle for anything other than what you think is going to help you at this point, and that's the problem, and it's very frustrating to Floridians.
Stephen Hill is director of the Political Reform Program for the New American Foundation. He also applauds Nelson's proposal in terms of changing the primary system.
It's certainly better than what's being done now. Right now, the chaotic, decentralized, state-by-state hodgepodge that it's turned into really hasn't served anyone very well. This is not the first year that we've seen this leapfrogging where states get closer and closer to New Year's Day because they're trying to be relevant in the nomination process for president. It's completely understandable why states do this and why Florida did it, as well as Michigan.
Hill also says that a lack of leadership in the Democratic Party is perpetuating the current problem.
What's unfortunate is that there hasn't been any leadership coming from people like Howard Dean or the Democratic National Committee to really take the bull by the horns and fix this problem before we landed in the mess that we're in. And so I applaud Senator Nelson for giving it a shot.
Also part of Senator Nelson's proposal was to give grants to states that develop mail-in balloting and secure internet voting. Rob Ritchie is executive director of the Washington-based Fair Vote Group. He likes the idea of more experimentation voting, but says that investment in remote voting could be risky if there's a backlash from voters.
That when people are voting privately, separate from the polling place, there are always going to be concerns about whether we can, you know, trust that the ballot's being cast without coercion or without corruption. And I think that there are ways that it's something we should just keep trying out. We should try in different settings. But I think we should look at it very carefully, because ultimately I think we certainly can see other countries have very high turnout with polling place elections, and that's something we can always count on as something that if we structure it well and we invest in it well, we know that we can get a good election that way.
As we mentioned earlier, Nelson also plans on submitting legislation banning the Electoral College. USF political science professor Susan McManus says that would require a constitutional amendment, and therefore its passage is dubious.
And that's where the smaller states, like the New Hampshires and the Iowas that have an advantage under the current system, might be more resistant because they would never see, or likely never see, the candidates. So you would go back to the very beginning battle in our whole country of big states versus small states. So even something as simple to average people as a popular vote may be very politically difficult because it requires a constitutional amendment.
One sentence uttered by the senator today might say it all.
Well, if nothing else, this election has provided further evidence that our system is broken.